This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. All sorts of workers rely on events and crowds to make money. In Denver, that includes small vendors and pedicab drivers. Denverite's Kevin Beatty spoke with some of them as health restrictions loosen and activity picks back up.
Outside Coors Field during a recent Rockies baseball game, a line of pedicab drivers waits for customers. Pedicabs are basically bikes that serve as small taxis. The pandemic has decimated this small industry, with fewer people out and about downtown.
You know, today really hasn't been that good of a day, but I mean, I kind of like the fact that I see people out, you know? It kind of gives me hope.
Rick Campos is just one of 30 pedicab drivers who still has an active license in Denver. That's about a sixth of the number of licenses from a year ago. When big events shut down, Campos said his main source of income dried up, and it made for a tough year.
I just started working more hours, completely like revolving my life around this rather than having a regular schedule. I kind of had to like refigure it out.
But now, many drivers say the crowds returning to Coors Field is a good omen. Andrew Friedson is an economics professor at the University of Colorado, Denver. He says better business for pedicab drivers does point to changes in consumer confidence. But one of the big questions is,
how safe do people feel? And at the moment, we're in a situation where people are gradually feeling safer and safer and are more and more willing to engage in economic activity.
But Friedson said finding that balance between economics and public health is tricky. Denver did see an uptick in COVID-19 cases recently, and growing crowds could make things worse. The state hopes this will be less of an issue as more people get vaccinated. Outside Coors Field, Jesus Rodriguez Jr. sells snacks with his dad. He says he's nervous about the health risks about being around so many people, especially for his parents. They both got COVID a few months ago.
It's problematic, of course, because when we come in contact with other people, we have no control of them, you know? Last year has been difficult because this is his main source of income.
Friedson, the CU economist, says workers like these face unique challenges during this pandemic. People with less education are more likely to be unemployed in a recession. In this one, they also risk getting sick when they go back to work.
This is where the pandemic, both in terms of economic and public health impact, has been very unequal. Yeah, it's not pretty.
And for some, this means making a hard choice out of necessity. I'm Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
And I'm Mike Lamp. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.